Governor Cuomo says it's been a goal of the Trump administration to appoint a justice who would not only support overturning Roe v. Wade, but would also work to limit access to other reproductive health care and contraception. The governor urged Democrats in the U.S. Senate to not confirm another partisan political judge to replace Kennedy.
We want a justice of the Supreme Court who is fair and objective and open-minded and makes a decision on the facts of the case as opposed to coming with a predisposition and a political ideology that they either bring themselves or they're transferring from the president.
Cuomo pledged to do everything he can as governor to protect access to all reproductive health services, saying Washington is waging a war on women. For the past several years, Cuomo and Democrats in the legislature have pressed for a measure. It would codify the abortion rights provisions in Roe v. Wade into New York law. It's known as the Reproductive Health Act. While New York was one of the first states to legalize abortion, advocates say the law is antiquated and needs to be updated. Andrea Miller is president of the National Institute for Reproductive Health.
We treat abortion as a crime still in our criminal code instead of the health code where it belongs. We don't allow the kinds of advanced practice clinicians who can, based on their training and scope of practice, offer care. And we don't fully ensure that birth control is affordable and accessible to everyone.
Miller spoke at a lobby day for the Reproductive Health Act at the state capitol in late May. The measure has been blocked, though, by Republicans who lead the state Senate. Cuomo, in a statement issued after Justice Kennedy's retirement was announced, condemned the GOP state senators for refusing to pass what he says is critical legislation. But Cuomo's challenger in the Democratic primary for governor, Cynthia Nixon, says the governor has not done enough during the past eight legislative sessions to achieve a Democratic-led state Senate. She says they could have approved the Reproductive Health Act. Nixon says Cuomo condoned a group of breakaway Democrats who helped Republicans stay in power in the Senate. Nixon spoke during an interview with public radio back in April.
For 8 years, Andrew Cuomo has governed like a fiscal Republican, and he's completely empowered the Republican Party. And at a time when we really need to be combating Trump, he's unable to do it anyway other than rhetorically.
The breakaway Democrats returned to the mainstream Democrats after the budget was passed in the spring, but the Republican coalition still holds the majority by one seat. Former Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, a Democrat who is running as an independent for governor, also backs the Reproductive Health Act. The Republican candidate for governor, Mark Molinaro, does not back the measure. He says it would expand the right to choose abortion too late in a pregnancy, and he says it would allow, in some cases, healthcare professionals who are not doctors to perform some procedures.
I oppose the expansion to late-term abortion, and I have real hesitation about having non-medical professionals provide, non-doctors, provide those services. But again, I think the state needs to effectively invest in ensuring that women, regardless of income, regardless of community, have access to appropriate care, and they don't have that in the state.
Molinaro is personally against abortion, but he says he would not block those rights for others. He likens his position to the beliefs of the current governor's father, the late former governor Mario Cuomo, who was also against abortion, but said he would not interfere with the woman's right to choose the procedure. Even with Kennedy retiring, Molinaro says he believes the right to choose abortion is settled law. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.